Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I think that was
She's like, we should all wear something Christmas tomorrow.
I couldn't find my hat.
I can't.
You're just wearing the red shirt. I'm wearing a whole Santa Claus ensemble.
And I couldn't find my flipping hat.
I'll be wearing this at the Leo Santa toy drive, too. So
That's
if
so
you.
Cute. Maybe I'll wear my Santa suit then.
I ruined the bit.
Maybe you should put your microphone near your blank face.
Move it.
Yeah.
What the hell?
The microphone is a little tough. You gotta wiggle that arm. You gotta tighten up the
wiggle
screws on it.
Yeah. All right, there you go. You're dead in right there.
Okay.
What was the record again, Fat Boy, for Paige this go around? For this last time we'll ever do Pick-Chin picks.
I don't remember exactly, God. But she lost by a game.
Okay. Which, we are live streaming this, so the live video stream will be on YouTube at The Rise Guys and also Facebook.com/RiseGuys and /933ThePlanet. On Facebook. It'll be on the other ones later because you cannot live stream on there without paying to do it. Which
we ain't doing it.
They're morons. Like, they're absolute morons now.
There's no budget for it.
Like, add ads into that and offer it for free, you big dummy.
Figure it out. Other people have. Why can't you?
All right. So, Paige, again, reminding you and the audience that this was all Fat Boy's idea.
Of course.
Look, I figure this is going to go over
He's
a couple...
He's not going to be evil boy. That's okay.
This is going to go over a couple segments, right? I got some good questions.
Yeah, I don't know any of the... He asked me when sample went in. I promised you, I did not know it. I wasn't trying to get you all nervous up, but I didn't know it.
I'm going to try to work in three initially for the first
segment. And
we'll
keep the live stream on during the commercial break, so you can, you know,
you log off.
We'll comment and stuff. We'll talk to you during that.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, look how nervous she is. I'm going to start with...
Terrified.
I'm going to start with one I think is pretty easy. We'll see if she gets it.
Okay.
All right, Paige. Tonight is the Christmas tree lighting in New York City. It's going to be on TV. They do it annually. They got a little concert for it. Where in New York City is the Christmas tree located? Go light it tonight. It's a big deal. It's big deal. Where in New York City is the tree?
My gosh, Paige. Your butt is going to be on fire when you leave here today. Is that where you're going to taser? In the buttocks?
Dude, that's a good question. I guess I get to
pick. Where do you want it, baby?
Like, should I go under the boob with it?
I don't know where they're going to... NBC?
Well, I was going to say, think about famous places in New York City. Famous attractions.
Sitcoms, even.
Yep. This is a highly trafficked tourist area. Big Christmas tree.
Remember, I have a... when is my doctor's... Paige, what time do I always have my dentist appointments? My dentist appointments are always at this time.
This could be a good hint.
They're usually at 2:30.
Oh. Well, that could be a hint.
I don't think it was. I think the hint just flew by.
I don't know.
You don't have an answer?
No.
Oh, man.
Can I possibly ring in on this?
Yes, you can.
Is it 30 Rockefeller Center?
It is Rockefeller Center.
30 Rock.
Oh, my. That was the easiest question
I
heard.
It's on NBC. I couldn't remember what it was.
I didn't think you'd get a taste off the bat. Oh, Lord.
Is there a place that he shouldn't hit you with it?
My body?
Oh, come on.
Well, then taste her soul.
All right. One.
He won't do it bad.
Two.
Oh, God.
My gosh, man.
Here's the thing. You're not going to hear much of a sound because, it's, you know, it's tagging in the flesh. So you'll get a little bit of it.
I think the sound sounds fine.
But her reaction.
I didn't wear that thin nothing really.
Isn't it good that you don't cuss when you get? I am a cusser. Like if I, you know, get startled or, you know, real mad or things like that, like I will drop, you know, an F or a C or an S or an MF or an SMC.
I couldn't remember the address. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize to me. You apologize to that. You're going to have to, like, catch the other hip, too, because otherwise you're going to walk around like you need a V8
today. I've got to go work out after this.
You know, I'll take it back.
Too busy.
I think this question here is the easiest. She would definitely get this one.
Okay.
Okay.
And don't mind the text page. They wouldn't do it good if they were in here either.
See.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Paige.
You're going to get this one. The official Christmas flower of the United States is...
poinsettia.
Yes, it is the poinsettia. Like, I don't have a ding ding.
Oh, that's what I've heard. I'm amazed you have any kids.
You got a date for it.
You are a ding ding.
She got that one.
We got that one. That one. But would you know that outside? Well, you have the poinsettia parade out there in California, right? Isn't there a poinsettia parade out there?
It started here, so I mean that's where the guy.
I know. I used to live near Poinsettia Highway,
so I figured she'd get that.
They changed the names of the parade. Oh, yeah. I don't remember what they are anymore.
Who knows?
So let's do one more.
Here. I miss Parade Magazine. It doesn't come out anymore.
Parade All Americans. We don't know who they are now. Let's do one more right here.
All
this
right, one and one. Let's go into this with a tase or a win.
Okay, now I'm so nervous. I can't even think.
Busy and nervous. The story of Paige Purtle. Okay.
All right.
So if you just tuned in, it's Pigskin Punishment. Paige is doing Christmas trivia. She's being asked Christmas trivia, and every time she misses one, Fat Boy will give her a tase around the hip area, the butt.
Can I switch butts? Sides?
You know what? You're not the first person I've heard say that today.
You might have to, but you know, I don't know because you only missed one.
See you then.
And the one you missed was the easiest one of the whole bunch. Because I don't know how you're going to do here.
But she knew which Christmas movie has the most cuss words in it, but didn't know.
Of course.
30 Rockefellers here. I could remember.
The Rock, 30 Rock. Yeah.
30 that's Rock. Tonight, they're going to light the tree. Okay.
Going to light it up.
Let's start with this one. Another easy one. Kick off the round with. What beverage company has used Santa Claus in its marketing since 1931? What beverage company has used Santa in their marketing?
Coca-Cola.
It is Coca-Cola.
God, I was about to say, if you didn't get that one.
Wow.
They literally popularized our thoughts of Santa Claus, what he looks like with that advertising.
I remember the tins that have Santa on there, but I thought 1931.
I remember the commercial of him on the sled going through the snow.
That's okay. Clark W. Griswold.
You got that one.
Good job. I mean... like, you would be of remedial minding if that was, you didn't get that one. So good job.
This one I feel like is a little tough.
I mean, I really mean that.
I'm going to cry.
Like, we think you might go to high school until you're 21 if you didn't get that one.
Their colors are Christmas, red, white, and green. But they don't put them in green bottles no more, but they used to. Yeah. All right.
I find this one's a little bit tougher.
Oh, no.
According to a 2018 survey, 62% of Americans do not think this is a Christmas movie.
Oh, Lord.
I feel like if I gave you a hint, it would give it away.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Think hard about it. We talk about this. As a matter of fact.
What did she say?
Is it Die Hard?
It is Die Hard.
Wow.
God dang it.
I was going to say, we've had that conversation. Taco, a sandwich, or whatever. Whatever those burrito sandwich, whatever the hell it was.
It's a hot dog sandwich.
I can't remember.
The hot dog. God.
I can't even remember who's in that movie except for one.
Who
do you remember?
Professor Snape. John McClane. Harry Potter.
Talking to Harry the Potter. Microphone.
I can't remember. Never mind. I remember the premise of the movie.
But you don't remember the star?
Yeah.
Who?
That's the thing. I can't remember his
name. God, that was going to be the hint.
My God.
I didn't want to give it to you. That was, if I would have gave her that, she might not have got
it. I don't want to get tased, but I want to like test my own knowledge on this. Because I think
I know his
When you're in, under the lights and when it's your time to shine, like you go completely blank. I get that. It's like when people play Ring of Fire, not on the show with us. So y'all are morons. You didn't know that one?
All right, you ready? You ready for the next one?
No.
Why? You're doing great.
I know. You're killing it.
It sucks. Yeah, you're doing so good.
All right, here we go. This actor starred in Die Hard, which is not a Christmas movie. What is his name?
Well done. Well done.
How was it going to be the next one?
The man.
Oh,
you really are.
Did you miss it? Do you have a guess?
My God.
He starred in Die Hard.
I know it, but I can't remember his name right now.
I'll give you a hint, but you won't get it. He shares a last name with somebody who used to play for your 49ers football team.
Oh, that's a good hint.
Hold on. You may give you another one?
No.
Okay.
I'm just...
Are you sure you don't want the hint?
I know that...
The hint would help.
Give me the hint.
What you talking about?
It's not...
Oh, she didn't answer in
time. You deserve the tase on this one.
What was the answer, man?
What you talking about, Willis?
Now she's gonna say Gary
she's
Coleman.
Say Patrick Willis.
What's it, Die Hard?
Is Gary Coleman? No.
Just taste it. I can't remember.
Bruce Willis.
Freedom. Bruce Willis.
Oh, he was
Patrick Willis.
Look at her. He was in Die Hard.
He was in Die Hard.
All of them.
He was in the best one, part three.
It's like saying his whole Vin Diesel in Fast and the Furious movie. All of them.
She's not bidding it up either.
I just
you can't.
No, I'm sorry. I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
Here we go. Like a one, guy trying to offer a free drink at a bar to a woman.
Two.
Wait a minute. Get my butt cheek. Go get my leg.
All right. Ready?
No.
You want to move that hand?
No.
That wasn't that bad.
They didn't get you?
Hey, I don't.
Is this thing dying?
No, but I don't think so. I think you may have hit the chair.
No, he hit my butt.
I got her, but like I'm not getting that sound from it when this.
It didn't rattle much.
Okay, I know what I'm doing wrong. Okay.
Oh my God.
What? Asking too hard of questions?
No, we're gonna work on the taser part of it here in a second.
Paige, what word starts with C and ends with S? It brings a smile to everyone's face.
Especially hers.
Cuss.
That's a good one. I thought she was going to say the name of a certain football team.
I thought she was going to say Cox. Go Cox, you know, yep. Spurs up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
What were you saying?
So, Sturgill was on Jim Stone's last season. His brother Marshall.
Yeah.
Leads the choir. So, I kind of keep a look on the casting. Because I'm thinking at some point they'll do something upstate that you know, use some people for. So the latest casting they're looking for is a man who's comfortable being naked around other people. It's like, there's going to be more male nudity in the next season.
I can't wait.
It pays $600.
Whoa. $600 to get naked.
And it don't say how long you have to do it for. Like,
or what you like, what they're doing in that.
Wouldn't you want to know?
Yeah, I'd need to know more. But like, you just got to be the next. Yeah, but what's going on around me? Am I in a line of, for some reason?
Oh, my God.
So
graphic things going on at the other end of the line. I don't know why I'm in this line.
Season one, when they got all the guys naked in the mall.
Yeah.
In the store.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if they told him this. Or if they told him the day of, hey, look, it's going to be embarrassingly naked.
Or like the last Jackass movie where they put him in there with all those old men that were naked. You remember that? Like, old, elderly men. And it's like, whose grandkids are signing off for grandpa to go be in Jackass?
I know. It's not going to be like a hot naked, like, it's going to be like a funny, like, fat, gross naked.
Fat boy wants a hot naked guy.
I know. He's so picky with his nudity.
No, old man with wrinkles.
It's like, you know what it's going to be. But then again, you don't really remember. Like, it's embarrassing for the guy in it, but you don't remember who he was because he's just like a background actor.
No.
But it was not good nude.
That's a weird ask.
I imagine it's not going to be good nudity knowing that show.
Maybe it has nothing to do with the character. It's just like on Wednesdays, Goodman goes naked around the lot. You don't have to be naked. You just got to be comfortable being around naked John Goodman.
I just wonder how many people are watching. What if you're in the scene with like Danny McBride, but you're naked and he's not? Is he going to make fun of you? Like,
yeah. Do the younger gemstones have to turn their backs to that scene? Like, hey, good scene. You're on the sex offenders list now, by the way, because three kids walked by. But no. Maybe you'll get an Oscar for this performance.
You're with Keith.
Can I get like a robe or something like in between? Or am I sitting here naked the entire time?
I mean, that's got to be a big, like, Paige, when you, that movie you're in and they said, hey, you're going to be reading for the role of a prostitute.
Uh-huh.
Did you say, will I have to be naked?
Oh, that's a good question.
I should ask that question.
Yeah. And was if the answer had, because as far as I know, you're not.
No.
But if they said, yeah, we need to see.
Like, we'll leave it up to you.
It depends on the scene. If it's.
Don't be, oh, you about to be artsy about this.
If it was merited in the scene that yes. I would be naked, it would make sense because you can't be dressed in the shower. You know, if it was like you're in.
But they would have wrote a scene for that, right? If you wanted to be naked.
That's true. Janet Leigh, you never saw her boobs when she was getting all butchered up in Psycho in the shower. I imagine she was nude.
Do you remember years and years ago?
Janet Leigh, one of them.
There was a local filmmaker who was trying to get us to be in some of his stuff.
Yeah.
And then he's like, if you guys want, I could write you a topless scene in there with a chick. I was like, really? On a local movie you can do
You're going to be topless?
Are we going to go to the casting for that?
Then I'm trying to think, like, who would do that for a local film?
What woman? Yeah.
And what, like, would they pay?
What? Because even if I was a woman actor, they're all actors now. And, you know, they said, hey, we need you to do a new. I'm thinking, y'all just wrote this just to see me naked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it ain't. It's not integral to the scene. It's not going to make sense.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if Paige would have told the filmmakers, like, okay, I would consider it. Like, they would write some stuff to put her in naked.
Yeah, if it was a scene where you needed to be naked, then I would do it.
She was dressed like a whore when she got picked up.
I know.
I was.
Like,
like, wow.
But
I feel like she had the stuff already.
Wow. Like,
some stuff she already had to wear.
She don't have whore clothes.
I did have the coat.
She's wearing the jelly roll jacket today,
and
though.
And the boots.
Here it is again.
I think the boots got me cast in that role because I was working with that person in another film.
Yeah.
And he wrote the part for me for this film.
That's where I can tell
you. If I would wear
you,
the boots.
I've been in one movie and of very minimal, I mean, I if remember. Any, success. And I don't have any love for that. Like, the way people, again, I know you do, Paige, and I'm glad for you. You probably would think I'm silly for going to Dallas to buy cardboard here in a month. Yeah. I mean, that's stupid to you, but go to a card show.
It makes you happy.
But then, you know, you're like, well, I it's not for the money. It's like, no.
I mean, it's got to be at some point, right? Like, it was an experience back then, but I mean, the one you're talking about was like, well, you're kind of led to believe it was going to be something a little bigger than what it ended up being.
A member of Slipknot was involved.
Yep.
And I mean, I don't know why to me that says, all right, this is going to be good then. I mean, the guys who wear masks and sling blood around in videos and stuff, well, they're involved. Surely this is going to be successful. And it was, I mean, it was, you know.
But you were giving notes too on the scene, right? Like you told.
No, I improv'd every last one of my lines.
But I mean, like you were giving, like, did you tell somebody to cuss? Or somebody to be naked?
I told him, I said, if you've got. Where the scene was, I owned a strip club. My name was Jungle Jim. Made no sense. I didn't have anything over that. And they were like, yeah, go up and first off, Paige saying that it's got to make sense stuff. We were doing a Rubik's Cube contest in a strip club.
Yeah.
So, and I own it. And I'm like, what do we do during the day when people are, well, we'll have a. What? We couldn't even call it Rubik's Cube. It was a puzzle box. That was the other thing. They never got the rights to call it Rubik's Cube. It was a puzzle box contest.
It's ironic that there was some major music in there.
Yeah.
I guess they got the rights too, maybe. But
yeah,
you were Jungle Jim, but like you didn't have anything
jungle-like.
On. That, like no snake around your neck or nothing. That
no, I went again. It was my first and last, and I went wearing a black Nike swoosh shirt, and they're like, hey, you can't have the swoosh. And I'm like, you ain't putting no stupid tape on me. I've seen reality shows. That looks dumb. And he's like, oh, well, do you have any other clothes? I'm like, we're in Rock Hill. No, I'm not going to run home. And get. So that shirt is inside out. If you went, if you squint your eyes, you will see a Nike logo in reverse around my chest area. Yeah, so the shirt was inside out, but it was
a fabulous performance.
It was hell on earth.
But like, you didn't have to go every day, and then there were some people that would drive.
Oh yeah, every day, back and forth, and then it would like be 8-10 hour days, and it was
a lot.
That little 8-9 minute scene. That it was two different scenes, but all together like 8 or 9 minutes was like 16 hours. Most of that time was setting, waiting. Be quiet on the set. Dude, we're in a strip club.
I know, man. Like,
I mean, they didn't mop last night either, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. Why's this guy got a green face?
Is that from the movie?
Yeah. This is the entire movie. Look at that. You were chopped up nice.
No, my face is fat as hell in that.
Yeah, you were chunky, but look at your hair.
He's trying to give you a compliment.
I know. My hair was looking, and that was all me. And
where was that really? Like
in Rock Hill at I can't think of the strip club.
Oh,
someone
yeah.
listening. What's the one strip club in Rock Hill? Text that in. That's where it was filmed.
I know which one it is now. It's Real Little Bitty.
Yeah, yeah.
And it might be across from a university.
Also, a certain part of the stage you shouldn't stand on because it will sink in. Either that or I was heavy at the time. Well, yeah, I was. Look at that fat face.
Well, you were into it, though. I mean, like, you were playing the part.
I give everything my everything.
That's fun, though. At least you didn't have to be naked. I mean, you could have been if you wanted to, I guess.
I could have. I was in the strip club. I could have just, you know.
Dropped your pants.
Yeah. Have one hanging out or something.
Just wonder how many people.
Good luck.
Just one.
How many people are jumping at the chance to make $600 to be naked on a major show?
But that's the thing. Because it's a major show, then the attraction's already there. Like, well, hell, even if I get cut, I'll maybe meet Danny McBride or John Goodman or Edie. What's her last name? Edie?
Patterson.
Edie Patterson. One of those. But no, you're going to go. They're not even going to be in that scene. You have to play the role of a protester. What am I pro? Don't worry about it. And then you get up there and it's like you're protesting pedophile rights or something.
You're
I don't want to do this. Yeah,
it is bad naked.
Don't look at the sign you're holding. Just look at the camera.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let me look at the time and I'll tell you. Well, God, they've been on hold exactly the same amount of time. How's that happen?
I don't think it ever does.
What do you want to go to first?
Let's call to Mike. You want to talk to Mike first?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, you?
Michael!
Excellent. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was going to talk to you about the Georgia Guidestones. Have you ever heard of them?
Oh, yeah. I got to go there before they were blowed up.
I never got to go.
I wanted to
see them. Yeah, I never got to go before they were blowed up. But, yeah, they proved that we're not spinning through space. Like, because it's the same thing as navigating a boat with that star. I mean, if we were moving through space and you don't, before GPS and everything, you use the stars to navigate boats.
Right.
I mean, and that just proves it, that we're spinning through space at so many million miles an hour. I don't even know why NASA would try to feed that to us. You know what I mean?
That's it's what I like, wonder about. If it, and I'm not even saying that there is. It's just the explanation doesn't make sense to me. But what would be the reason why that they would do that? Like, just to launder money from taxpayers?
I believe the Earth is a lot bigger than what they say it is, and there's more land out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. I really, honest to God, believe that.
And they just don't want us going there because there's just so many more resources and everything on the extra land.
I think there's something to it. I just remember as a kid, there was an actual North Pole, and it wasn't just where Santa Claus lived. Like, there was a North Pole. But now, like, old maps, there used to be, like, this huge, and this is going to be, like, you're going to hear this, and it's going to shake you a little bit. There used to be this huge black rock that was supposedly where the North Pole was. And then slowly through time, it just went away, and it was not even put on maps anymore.
It became a rustle.
Right. It's still there,
But think
though.
About BlackRock. The company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not the wrestler, the company.
No. Oh, he was Samoan rock.
This might be why people are getting their property lines reshot now. People are coming up with like more land. They're having more than they thought they did. Maybe there is more land than we think there is. Like,
but he's saying
right.
Like,
I mean,
continents.
Unless you went to outer space, you would never know what the other side of the world looked like.
because again, and NASA says it black and white, that these are composite photos, allegedly. But they've even shown where, and who knows the source in this day and age, but they've shown where the cloud patterns were basically copied and pasted on the models that they put up of the Earth. So what if, but what is the, what would be the intent behind that? Let's say, for instance, NASA's all bullcrap. The Earth is bigger. Rather than, like, are the rich people going to these islands? Like, is that where another race of people live that really control? Like, what is the real reason why that would be hidden from us? That's what I look for with that. Other than just, and the answer of just control, that's not enough sense to me.
Is there any way it's misdirection to other countries? Or, but then again, don't they have their own space programs? They would be finding stuff out and telling us.
Yeah. And wouldn't you think that they would share information?
See, it's weird. Like, publicly, they...
But they all agree on protecting the North Pole or protecting Antarctica. Like, there's that...
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the stuff that is allegedly roaming around down there?
Oh, yeah.
Creations?
Yeah. It goes back to freaking spider goats again. I'm telling you.
I mean, they're talking about generations of future warfare at where they're engineering android animals to... Now, look, I know it sounds stupid, but...
Yeah? But look at the stuff now.
There's other stuff than fracking going on down there.
The stuff now fracking. That you can say... I mean, it's a sound of someone who's getting old, but it's like... The stuff that's going on now, tech-wise, if you'd said it in the 80s, even 90s, even early 2000s, you'd be like, there ain't no way. There ain't no way that'd be possible. Nothing surprises me now. But also, misinformation is a scary thing. I'm not talking about Paige's nickname in college. I'm talking about just trusting pictures and video. That's the real reason why AI was thrown at us so fast, is because all these celebrities are now going to be able to deny that they were at that party or... freak off or whatever it might be. That's not me. That's AI.
You can erase history so easily with a blink of an eye.
Hey, what do you think? They've been great fires of cities all these years. Oh,
Chicago.
The cow knocked over the gas lamp and it burnt down brick buildings. Yeah. Well, they were bombed.
Inaccuracies in scripts in Hollywood.
You making up words.
No, but it's true. Like if you see scenes and you're like, that didn't happen. That was never there.
Yeah. You think Aaron can knock his out real quick or not?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Aaron. Aaron?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How much, sir? You had something about magnets?
Yeah. They're not, like, all that hard. And, you know, Paula Abdul had this figured out way back in the 80s. Opposites attract. I mean, that's really all there is to it.
Yeah.
And I hate that people, you know, use that logic into other aspects of life, but... Even from scientifically, I really can't understand why that's the thing.
Yeah, but them two magnets ain't got to live under the same roof and pretend to like the same food and the same TV shows and pretend, oh, yeah, sure, that's my kid. He looks nothing like me. Magnets can do that. Yeah. Yeah, it's still, though.
Yeah, they can't. And you also mentioned something about why can't they apply that to, like, transportation or something, right?
Yes.
Before the break?
Can they?
Well, they do. They absolutely do. You've seen those high-speed bullet trains and the Hyperloop that Elon Musk built and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Hell, even the Tesla cars. That's pretty much what drives the things, is they're a giant electromagnet.
God. Have you seen his taxi that he's coming out with?
Oh, yeah, I saw that the other day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like some weird-looking cars.
It looks like something. Matter of fact, some sci-fi movie maker is suing him, saying, dude, you literally stole that from one of my movies. I forget which one it was. It might have been iRobot, but it's beautiful. Like, that's one thing in American-made vehicles, especially those big 1940s and 50s big-ass cars.
Long front cars.
Yeah, so, you know, round and just, and then we get these boxy things with buildings now. It's all just drab. Go back to that cool ass stuff.
Are you going to go to Atlanta next year and get on the Waymo wait list?
Oh, I didn't go to the wait list at Whataburger and Bowling Springs. I ain't going to go do that. you imagine what Black Friday's going to be like at Whataburger? My Lord.
It'll be open 24/7.
They were people just waiting in line to be the first one to eat it. If they're going to do a 2-for-1 thing, I mean, it's going to be Plum here to Asheville.
Well, I wanted to get a cheeseburger this morning, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stay strong.
Are they 24 hours?
Oh, yeah.
God bless.
I'm going to hold off.
No.
Don't go down that rabbit hole, because then you're like, you do that
wouldn't
all the time.
Wouldn't be able to get out. They are good, though. They are good.
Yum.
All right. That's the last freebie y'all get. You start buying an ad with us.
They do.
But they are good. All right. That was interesting. No real answers there, but...
Didn't call like you said he would, but you know.
It's still fun to think about that stuff. I mean, it just is. Sometimes you sound maniacal, but...
Yeah, I got his number too, so whenever I have a question, I'll call his ass at home.
Or just text him.
Or I'll show up where he lives.
Yeah.
I'll pull up in your driveway. I'll pull up, as the kids say.
Yeah, did you say Aaron's last name? I wonder if he's related to the wrestling family.
Actually, I think pull up is a sexual reference. So I'm going to pull back on pulling up.
No, that's baby diapers. You should not say that. Oh, you're thinking of pull out.
You know what? Language changes too much.
Isn't it right? Like, pull out, you won't have to buy pull ups.
Somebody tells you to pull up, are they offering you like
a baby diaper?
Coitus?
I don't get it.
I don't know.
Right. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell. Right.